Welcome back to Fifth Third Field in Toledo, Ohio. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. It's Jeff Hemback with you. Today it's opening day 2024 as the Sounds take on the Toledo Mudhens. And we're joined by Sounds manager Rick Sweet, who will be good enough to join us on Sundays again this year. But we got to talk to the manager, Sweetie, on opening day. You guys are going to play 150 of these. Why, in your opinion, is opening day so different? Why does opening day have that different feel that the other 149 are not going
to
have?
I think because we've been waiting about 3.5 months to get to it. Once we get today over, now the grind starts. It's amazing how today is so special. We're sitting here, we're prepared, we're getting ready, all excited. The game will be done, and it's like, okay, here we go. The marathon starts.
What do you think your ball club is going to look like here in the early going? Is there a strength of the team that you're expecting to see in these first couple weeks?
My team has already changed twice in the last week.
Welcome to AAA again.
Oh, my God. I really thought, you know, a week ago I was looking at it thinking a lot of this is going to be great, this is going to be great. And then all of a sudden we lose a guy and we lose a guy and we don't gain a guy and we lose another guy and we don't get another guy. And now I'm looking at it as, okay, it's a different ball club. I thought we were going to be a tremendous offensive club. I thought our pitching was going to be super deep. I still think our pitching's going to be super, but not deep. It's going to be good, but it's not very deep. It's not nearly as deep as what it was going to be a week ago. And offensively, we still have a good offensive club, but not the dynamic club I thought we'd have.
It looks like, at least to start, it's a younger team, too. Some of that by age, but also some of it just lack of major league experience, which is going to make for a pretty hungry group. I would think that excites you.
Well, it does. It's funny how, yes, it has changed. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, you've been looking at our roster and what our thoughts were. But I think we're going to be – I think we are still trying to get ourselves together now. I'm very excited about what I see. I just want to make sure we get to it a little quicker than maybe it could be, just because of how many changes we've had.
We talked in the spring when we were out there and saw you for a few days, and part of that conversation stemmed around a guy who's playing your old position, one of the top catching prospects in the game in Jefferson Caro. What is it about this kid, in your opinion, that makes him have all the ingredients to be not just a big leaguer, but a potentially special big leaguer?
Well, you go through all of his physical tools and you say, okay, this kid's got a lot of physical tools. He's a young kid, but he's mature. His maturity is really off the charts. He's like a seasoned veteran, the way he controls the game and the way the feel for the game he has. You know, when I talk to him or when I see him on the field playing, I see him look over like, hey, I'm thinking this, and I'm thinking, dang, I'm thinking the same thing. So I think his feel for the game and maturity on the field in the world of baseball is what puts him ahead of everybody else.
And we saw Tyler Black for a good bit to end the year, another very highly regarded prospect who showed why when he was on your club last year, and you've got him anchored in the leadoff spot today.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good place for him. He really had a good spring training. He's a little banged up right now, so that's why he's DHing. And we'll give him a day or two doing that just to get him back to 100%. But the kid can flat out hit, and you just don't see guys like that often.
Hopefully, with Robert Gasser being out with that bone spur, he can be back relatively soon. We will see Aaron Ashby in the coming days, another very talented young lefty. Your opening day starter today is a guy we saw very briefly at the end of last year, Carlos Rodriguez. What can we expect today from that kid?
He's a six-pitch guy. He mixes up. He's not going to overpower you, but he does something that is very hard to teach and something that's very hard to come by. He wins ball games. He puts up W's. He's not the type of guy you look at and say, oh, this guy throws high 90s. He's not. He doesn't have one pitch that you say that's a major league dynamic pitch, but he pitches. He knows how to use his pitches, throws strikes. He knows how to go out there and compete and how to win.
Sunny and in the 50s today. I think we're taking this, right?
Oh, God, yes. You know, being up here, I've been worried about this. Well, as much as I can worry about something out of my control, but, you know, opening up in the Great Lakes area, and you never know what you're going to get. A week and a half ago, we were looking at the long range, and they were talking about snow. Well, we don't have snow. That's a good thing. We may get some rain tomorrow or the next day, but for right now, 50s in Toledo, Ohio, I'll take it.
Here's to a great season. Thanks for your time. Go get them today.
Always good talking to you.
All right, Manager Rick Sweet, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups in the first pitch are coming up next.